Let us now continue with human values. And if you remember, when we talked last about the subject, we looked at forgiveness. Before that, we'd looked, and these are the qualities that we need to manifest in ourselves. We looked at the way that hilm and forgiveness are important to develop. Let's look at all the other values that need to be developed within us. The next one is tawadhu, or humility. Humility is probably one of the most graphic manifestations of rahmah in a human soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He describes the qualities of one who is attached to Him, of a muwahhid, of one who is attached to Him, one of the things He says about their behavior, and this is in ayah 63 of Surah Al-Furqan. In fact, that's the first thing He talks about them. He says, وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ, and the abd of the Rahman, الَّذِي يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, they are those who, when they walk on the earth, حَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا, they walk with humbleness. When the ignorant address them, they say peace. In other words, they punish ignorance with kindness. Their life is dominated by humility. I repeat again, when they're insulted by ignorance, they punish the ignorance with kindness. I cannot describe humility in other ways, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, good fortune is theirs who are humble, but not through poverty, who spend of their wealth which they have gained lawfully, who have rahmah on the poor, who keep company with the scholars of law and the wise. He said, no one humbles himself before Allah, but that He raises him. He said, my Rabb gave me the choice of being one of two things, either to be a slave and a messenger, or a king and a prophet. I did not know which of the two to choose. Jibreel was at my side, and when I raised my head, he said, be humble to your Rabb. So I said, as a slave and a messenger. He continued to say, if you see the humble from amongst my ummah, then humble yourself to them. When you see the haughty, insult the haughtiness with humiliation, with kindness, which will be an abasement for them. I'll repeat that again, because I don't think it's come out well. It's come out the right way. What I mean to say is what Rasulullah said, if you see the humble from amongst my ummah, humble yourself to them. When you see the haughty, then insult their haughtiness with kindness, and this will be an abasement or humiliation for them. When he was sitting with some of his companions, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, why is it that I do not see sweetness in your worship? And they said, what is sweetness in worship? And he said, humility. He says, there are three things by which Allah only increases a human being in goodness. By humility, because He will increase his elevation. By submission, with which He will increase his honor. And by chastity, which with He will increase his wealth. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that there is nothing as esteemed as humility, no loneliness more lonely than conceit. How strange, he says, is the pride of a proud man, when yesterday he was a sperm and tomorrow he will be a corpse. When Hassan ibn Jaham came to Imam Ridha alayhi salam and said, look, I need to find a definition of humility. Imam said, that you give to people of yourself what would you like them to give to you? Ibn Jaham said, I am at your service. I would like to know where I stand with you. And Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, look to how I stand with you. Let me just tell you about Rasulullah. He probably is a total model of humility. He would visit the sick, follow funeral processions, ride a donkey, feed his camel, sweep the house, repair his own shoes, repair his own clothes, milk sheep and goat, eat with the servants, grind the corn with them, carry their things to the market and to their families, talk to the poor, sit with the weak, wear clothes that befitted everybody around him, and sit on the ground. He used to talk with humility, with his eyes lowered to the ground, give time and attention to companions, walk behind them, greet people from far, be gentle rather than rough, make much of any blessing, however small. And if he became angry, he would turn away and withhold from company. It's so important that we understand what humility is. Inshallah, we will continue with human values tomorrow. Today I'd like to end with another dua of Rajab, which is again so beautiful. taught by Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Khaba al-wafiduna ala ghayrik wa khasira al-mutaarridhuna illa lak. Wa dha'a al-mulimmuna illa bik. وعجدب المنتجبون إلا من انتجع فضلك بابك مفتول للراغبين وخيرك مبذول للطالبين وفضلك مباح للسائلين ونيلك متاح للآملين ورزقك مبسوط لمن عساك وحلمك معترض لمن نعواك عادتك الإحسان إلى المسين وسبيلك الإبقاء ولا المعتدين اللهم فاحدني هدى المبتدين وارزقني اجتهاد المجتهدين ولا تجعلني من الغافلين المبعدين واغفر لي يوم الدين. Those who look for other than thee come to a dead end. They lose their way. They're tempted, they're cheated. Those who hang on to anything other than you. Cried in anguish, frightened and agitated are those who stay away and take shelter anywhere other than you. Wasted efforts of those who try to profit from that which they have come across in having wholesome benefits from you. Your door is wide open for those who call humbly and sincerely to you. Your favors are open to all who submit to you. Your gifts come in long strides. When they're asked by the hopeful one who does dua, tears in their eyes. Sustenance is openly spread out for one and all, even the transgressors. Your indulgence reaches out even those who keep themselves far away from you. Your usual disposition is to favor even those who stir up mischief. Your system looks after and keeps alive even those who are hostile to you, O my Allah. Therefore keep me on the path of those who are guided. Give me courage to strive like those who exert themselves in your way. Do not let me be amongst the negligent who have gone far in their forgetfulness. Forgive me on the day of judgment. The address for the Islamic Education Board is Dar al-Tabligh, Jacketts Lane, Harefield, Middlesex. The postcode is UB96PZ. The telephone number is 01923 823606 and the email address is ieb@tableegh.org.uk. Please write to us at Radio Fatima for anything that you wish to comment on, add, wish to suggest subjects for programs, and I thank you for all the emails and the telephone calls, the support that you have shown us. For that you can only be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.